Mark, I believe now on my mark, if you will, would you fire primary booster 3, okay? So, 3, 2, 1, mark.
Primary booster, your performance has been entirely unsatisfactory. If you have a grievance about this dismissal, you can report to the Human Relations Committee. I can give you the phone number if you like. You'll also find it on the form which I'm handing to you now.
Oh.
It burned up.
All right, Matt.
Burned up the paper.
Matt, on my mark, not on him, but on my mark, if you would fire primary booster 4. Okay, so 3, 2, 1, mark.
Primary booster 4, you ate all the granola bars. And this is unacceptable in the space program. We're just not going to have it. So you can reapply in a couple months. But let's just call this a temporary layoff for now.
Okay, guys, usually I'm all for the funny ha-ha, but we're hurtling unchecked through the rigorous vacuum of space, and I'd really like to get this ship back under control so we don't all die!
We got all kinds of time. We got a couple million miles before we hit the sun.
All right, I'll just fire both on my mark. 3, 2, 1, mark.
So are we now hurdling checked?
Yes, we are hurdling space? Checked.
I feel so much better.
Yeah, that's a relief.
Well, at least somebody has checked us out, and we know that we've been checked.
Okay, well, coming up here on the left, then, you will find a dual pair of gas giants. If we could get some kind of gravity compensation going on, I think that would be good.
All right, I'll see what I can do about that. You know, at first, Mark, I really empathize with your decision when they offered us, you know, which branch of the space program, what area of expertise do we want to focus on. You know, Matt took the medical crew. I took piloting. And I really empathized. I really was right all behind your tour guide branch. But right now, it's not helping very much.
Not at all.
Couldn't you have done mechanicals?
Mechanicals. Over up here on the right, you'll find a historic wrench that was used yesterday on a bolt.
Mark, Mark, don't make me use the scalpel, because I've got it. Okay. I'm trained with this.
He's got it slit up.
Instrument slash weapon, you choose. Uh-huh. Okay.
Right.
I'm feeling the pressure here. All right, maybe I'll just talk myself through this, and we'll okay, you'll. You'll see up here in front of you is a bolt that needs to be tightened.
We're getting wrench. Somewhere. We're getting job. Some guidance.
Now, right in front of you, of course, you'll see in its native habitat the bolt and the interaction between the bolt and the wrench and being twisted. I twisted a bolt. Did you see that?
That was fantastic.
It's tight now.
And gravity has been restored. Good job, Mark. Good job. We're all... you feeling okay, Matt? Because I know you were kind of on a 45-degree angle.
Oh, I'm feeling gravity. Great now. I'm restored.
I'm a real astronaut.
Yeah, you're a real astro something.
Woo! Ah! All right.
The guidance system might be fried, guys.
Fire the guidance system on Mark. Mine. 1, 2, 3. Fire.
You have to count backwards.
And then it's Mark.
Oh. All right. Do guidance systems even get fired? I'm sorry.
No, they don't get fired. This one did somehow, though. It's all fried up on the inside, I think.
Oh.
You weren't,
Ping on the guidance system again? No. Yeah. No, I learned. I learned from that first time.
Okay. The arcing was usually the problem, that power surge arcing while you were urinating.
Yeah, it was... bad.
Turns your wee-wee into a conductor.
Don't I know it.
Alright, guys. Ooh. Well, at least we are now we have gravity and we're hurtling checked.
Yes. Let's try to name the find moons that haven't been found before and name them after people we know.
Alright. Is that a moon? Yeah, it's a moon. I'm concerned. We'll call that Cassiopo. That's a good name for a moon.
That's a very good name for a moon. Yeah. Oh, wait, there's a moon circling that moon.
Wow, it's like a moony moon.
Alan?
That's a good one.
Okay. Let's see. There's that pale moon over there that looks pale. Let's call it Bing Crosby.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
There's there's one. Kind of pockmarked.
Uh-huh. A
little bit scarred. But tough. I think I'll call that Almost.
Nice.
After the legendary Edward James Olmos.
Oh, yes.
Too bad he's dead.
He died?
No.
Oh, it's all right, dude. If he did, I mean, you never lied to
no,
me.
No, that was, I'm thinking of another dead guy.
Well, it's been a long trip. Who knows what could have transpired in the time since then.
Yeah.
Oh, good idea. Comms. I'll see if I can get the comms back up.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Earth.
Earth?
Yeah.
Hi, this is what jail's like. You sent us up here in this little thing? We'll just see.
Hang on, let me check my files.
Space mission. Three guys, astronaut training, little
tiny
bucket.
Oh my god, I remember my grandfather telling me about that when I was a child.
Your what, father?
You guys have been up there for 75 years. You're still alive?
Well, we're traveling faster than the speed of light, so it's actually... That would explain it. I feel like it's only been about 5 minutes, 6 minutes.
Here on
well,
your...
Maybe like 2 days, but...
Left, or your right, or actually right in front of you, you'll see a totally devastated tour guide. 75 years?!
Yeah, really?
Yeah,
is Mel C still hot?
Mel C, she went the missionary route. And she's now an old woman helping out starving children in India.
I always knew
but I guess in her own way, she's still hot.
She had that kind of nobility inside
of
her.
A heart of gold.
Yeah.
Listen, we sent you guys up there to get rid of you. We didn't want you around anymore.
Wait a minute. We're what jail is like. You sure you don't have us confused with, like,
with
Nick and Ryan's Morning Zoo? Or anything?
No, those guys are fantastic. Or they were fantastic in their day. Their tapes sell hotter than Amos and Andy.
You're getting a really weird Planet of the Apes vibe here? Because
yeah.
I'm getting a really weird Planet of the Apes vibe.
Are you an ape?
My wife calls me Harry. My name is Jim. I've got more hair than a normal human.
But you're okay. Not an ape. So apes aren't running the planet or anything?
Well, I can climb trees at an alarmingly fast rate.
Are you a mongoose?
Well, my daughter calls me a mongoose.
Okay,
I kill snakes.
Check the maybe box as far as ape goes here.
Yeah.
And we'll just leave that as a possibility.
Is the Statue of Liberty buried up to her nose in sand?
She actually got tired of standing around, and she's just sitting there now. She's not buried, though.
Okay.
Do people actually respect Charlton Heston's views as a political figure?
No, that's still not happening.
Well, that's good, at least...
Okay, the world hasn't gone completely to hell.
Insane. Yeah, really.
Okay. Can we come back now? Is everything forgiven?
Well, if you can turn that ship around and hurtle yourself back towards Earth...
Should we take a checked or unchecked approach to that hurdling?
I think you should probably check yourselves before you wreck yourself.
Oh, that was good.
You know that one still. 75 years going strong.
But, you know, I'll be dead and my children's children will probably be dead by the time you get back. But come, yeah, you know, I don't know. Come on.
Okay, do we even know, you know, do we have a chartered position? Do we know how to get
I'll
back
figure
to
this out. All right, Earth, you damn dirty bastards. We'll show you. We'll show every one of you. This is the Wigil space probe out.
Guys, maybe we're better off... Oh, wait, I'm not supposed to talk after you say out. I'm sorry.
No. You're talking to us, right? It's
yeah.
Okay, as long as you're not talking to the guy on Earth.
Oh.
You can talk to us. You just can't talk to the guy on Earth.
Guys, I'm afraid. Maybe we shouldn't go back. Maybe we're just meant to be... Space cowboys for the rest of our lives.
I don't know, man. I think we gotta go back. We gotta prove a point. And I think if we reverse the gravity drive, we can actually reverse time.
Hmm.
Either that or if we slingshot around the sun.
Sounds risky.
It's risky. It's just crazy enough to work.
Yes, I was thinking that. I checked out the conversion chart, and it is. It's just over the crazy mark.
Up here on your left, you'll find a plan that's just crazy enough to work.
All right, let me just get over here, and I'm gonna do right. the, and then if I could just, and then I'll okay. if I can do something.
Then you'll want to
do that. Get
you'll want
to going, and
you
then
rewire the.
Yeah, I'm gonna rewire, and then if I could just get the. And I'm okay. All right. Prepare to reverse the gravity drive. All right, everybody, hold on to something. Hold on to your butt. And hopefully, what we're gonna do is slam it into. We're gonna slam it into the time stream. We're gonna give it.
The
we're
time
gonna,
stream.
We're gonna ram it to this time stream.
Damn it! I'm a doctor, not a time stream slammer.
You will be, my friend. You will be, Mark.
Up here on the right, you'll see the time stream in its natural state, pure and unslammed.
And I'm gonna kick it old school on the reverse gravity drive. In 3, 2, 1, Mark. You know, yes, yeah. You
give me a stop. Yeah. Cause when you're on. Guys, I feel like a new man.
I feel like Paul Newman.
You know, the weird thing is I feel like Paul Newman, too.
Yeah?
But he
feel
looks
like hard-boiled
Paul
eggs, kind of. Yeah, that sort
he's got
of feeling,
those steely
yeah.
blue eyes. Yeah. Look at him. Guys, look, we're back home. This is great. We've had an adventure. Somebody grab a paper. Get a paper. What day is it? Juarez!
Hey, Mark, did you turn on the camera? Before we left?
It's still on pause.
Okay, guys, it's the day we left.
Yeah, you can tell Juarez is flipping you off, and he only flips people off on Fridays. He's got to be happy.
Yeah. So we got it all on tape, though, right? I mean, our experiences? On tape? We got it on tape, right? Mark?
You know, that pause button sticks, all right?
Mark?
The pause button sticks!
Oh, my God, Mark.
I think we need to fire Mark.
Mark. Matt.
3, 2, 1.
I've got something else I
Mark.
Want to bring up.
What?
If I could. Well, you know that nifty yellow tie of yours, Eric?
The yellow tie you gave you a couple years ago to wear to work?
Yeah. You know, and I wear it around ritualistically now, somehow obsessed that it will bring me good fortune.
Yeah.
Even though life has continued to be an unabating, meaningless fiction ever since then, and, well, frankly, before then.
Right, yeah, okay.
Well.
Where's my yellow tie, man?
Do you remember Almost?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, here on Almost, a little to the right, you'll find the yellow tie in its natural state.
My lucky yellow tie is floating in the cold, cold vacuum of space.
It's in orbit around Almost. I mean, you know, like in a hotel room, you never remember everything, you know? I mean, something gets left behind, you know? Your toothbrush or something, you gotta go buy a new toothbrush or like, you know, I mean, maybe you took the hotel soap.
Two,
and then
one.
Mark. Where the hell did he go? How'd he do that?
I hope he's on Almost.
Hope he gets my tie. Cheeky bastard.
Eric, I slept with your wife.
Meanwhile, on Almost. Hi, guys. I need the tie back, actually.
You need tie?
Yeah, I know. You know, it's a really nifty little number.
Tie looks good on Gleek Glort.
I like tie.
Yeah, that's... Well, let me tell you.
It brings out the brownish purple in his eyes.
Yeah, it really complements the pestilent globules on your cheeks.
Aren't they cute?
The This tie helped me ace the calculus exam.
No, see, that was you. That was what you had inside of you.
He is filled with methane and a highly toxic acid. Mm-hmm. That did not help him pass the calculus exam.
Well, you've got me there.
You would like the tie back.
I
what do you have to offer, Gleeklor and Z-Lai?
Well, let's see. Do you take Earth currency?
Who is on the picture?
Because of the whole process. It's future money again. It's Mel C. Mel C's been replaced George Washington on the $1 bill?
We will accept.
She is a Northern Star.
Okay, here you go.
Thank you. Here is your tie.
Pleasure doing business with you. Weird that you could just yank it off his neck, and then his neck just kind of reforms around it, and now it's all...
Yes. We are gaseous beings.
I don't suppose you have any dry cleaners on Olmos, do you?
Only one, but he is not open on Sundays.
Yeah, that figures.
We will now beam you back with our matter of transference beam.
Well, I appreciate that.
What the hell is that?
Hey!
Oh, man, you smell like methane and a highly toxic acid. You slept with my wife?
I just thought since we were getting stuff off of our chests,
I got your tie back.
How the hell did you get my tie? Wait, what? In the future? Who did I marry?
Oh.
The whole thing is fading in my head. You got my tie? Give me the tie.
Yeah,
what the hell is on that?
Just grape jelly. Don't worry about it.
It tastes like grape jelly. Who did I marry?
I don't know. One of the babes from Alan 6.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was she hot?
For, an alien with a couple what we might translate as arms and a scrotum.
I'm gonna go get a slushie if anybody else would like to join me.
Up here on the left is a somewhat devastated looking little man with a charismatic voice.
I'm gonna go get a slushie.
Yeah, I'll be right after you.
Alright, you coming?
I think I'm going to stand here and reflect on our journey for a while.
Okay, what flavor slush do you want us to bring you?
Grape lime.
Okay, let's go.